101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So my father had a saying. He used to say, Pamela, you'll sleep when you die. Did you ever hear that
yes.
before? But I can't wait because I'm exhausted. No. So the other night, I hope this is okay to say. The other night, I got out of bed and I find the toilet seat up. And then, you know, at certain times of the night, so I know my husband's been there. So I actually came up with a song. The seat on the toilet goes down, up and down, up and down all through the night. Because we're never up at the same time. Is that okay for me to say? But we're up at like least three times a night by virtue of the, you know, the bellwether. The toilet
He's never
seat.
Learned to put it down?
No,
it's
the first fine. Thing I just, it tells me when he was up, tells me when I'm up, you know, I put it down. But it's like, and then in the middle of the night, you know, he's like, can you come over? Because our bed is so big, I have to take a trip over to the other side and put me back to sleep. Like we are... I'm exhausted from waking up in the middle of the night, and I need to get on a better sleep. Like, deep sleep is critically important, and if I read that one more time, like, you know, Arianna Huffington has made a whole business thrive out of your ma's sleep, and I'm like, Arianna, what are you taking to sleep? I just want to know. But I will say some of my best thinking goes on in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So if I lose that, I feel like, well, I lose my creativity. So I'll actually get up and make notes about columns. And
See, if I start doing that, I'm up.
Well,
I have to turn it off.
You can't get back to sleep. Same here.
Really? Yeah. I just think I think the most important thing, and I guess, you know, if I had to give any advice, is I don't sleep with my phone by my bed.
No.
I just, and now I've actually had to move my iPad away, which is fantastic for charging. And it's like, you know, I don't go to sleep to electronics. I fall asleep to a book. Because I find a great American novel will put you to sleep faster than anything else.
Except for a baseball game on TV.
Yeah, baseball game or on TV. I'm with you on that. But, you know, I get that at a certain age you're going to be getting up and your sleep cycles get shorter. But my husband gets up at like 4:30 in the morning. I go to sleep at 1:30 in the morning. If we meet in the middle, we'd be a perfect couple.
Yeah.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm101.3.com.
Warm 101.3.